God.
That's what's up.
That's what's up.
On 97.9 The Box.
Check this out.
All right, it's your boy JQ the Pipper Elephant. That's what's up. But I tell you, Chris Brown can't catch a break. On top of the trial he's facing for that assault charge in D.C., he is now the center of a related lawsuit. I'm talking about the man who claimed that Chris Brown punched him in the face is suing for $1.5 million in a D.C. Superior Court. Now, Parker Adams also said he was hit by Chris Brown's security guard, Christopher Holiday, who is also named in the lawsuit. The attack took place outside a W Hotel in D.C. last October. Brown's attorney said, man, you know what? Chris is innocent, and his bodyguard was only trying to protect him, man. So we're going to have to see what goes down with this. A judge set an April 17th trial date on Thursday. Woo-wee! I tell you, it's a sad day and a good day. It got them after 12 long years. 50 Cent is leaving Shady Aftermath Interscope Records for Independent Future. On yesterday, he announced that he inked a deal with Caroline Distribution, allowing him and G-Unit to go independent after 12 years, man. And you know, in a statement, 50 thanked his mentors, Dr. Dre and Eminem, for giving him a super opportunity. And he learned so much from him throughout the years. Eminem reflected, saying that he and Shady are grateful for the role they played in 50's career. And he also assured that the great friendship he's developed with 50 would not change since he's gone independent. Boy, I tell you, it's a beautiful thing. And see what kind of heat that boy 50 gonna drop next. My boy Jay-Z said, y'all think I was gonna stop there? I'm gonna make the biggest sports agency in the world. He just added the New York Giants wide receiver Hakeem Nicks, the newest member of the Roc Nation sports family. Yesterday, Nick went to Twitter and said he's proud to be part of the Roc Nation's growing roster of sports stars. Now, sources told Pro Football Talk that Roc Nation's co-partner, Creative Artists Agency, will handle all of Nick's contract negotiations and The Rock will take over his brand marketing. It's gonna be a good day right now for Hakeem Nicks. And he got his partner, Victor Krum, his teammate. That's on board. You know, Roc Nation got Kevin Durant, Skylar Diggins. It's going to be a great year. I'm telling you, Roc Nation doing it big. Man, oh man, a judge is making some changes to the amount of child support Ludacris got to pay to Tamika Fuller, who he has a two-month-old daughter with. According to documents TMZ got on Wednesday, a judge said, hey man, you know what? I'm going to lower your payments from $15,000 a month to $7,000 a month. Now, the payments are cut in half, but you know, they're still higher than the $1,800 a month that Ludacris said that he could afford. Apparently, he said he only made $55,000 last year, and he was expecting some money to come in from Fast and Furious 7, but the film got pushed back the next year because of the death of Paul Walker. Oh, Ludacris, all I can say, you got to take care of your seed, son, or get neutered. It's your boy JQ the Pipper Elephant, and that's what's up on 97.9 The Box.